It's the WTUZ News Team's final day here honoring Private Emmett Schwartz as he officially this evening will make his return to the Tuscarawas Valley. Of course, this entire week being dedicated to the sacrifices that he made back during World War II in Germany, being laid to rest in France in the 1950s, and now finally being able to return home. Nick McWilliams joined by Mary Alice once again. And Mary, you know, this entire week, I think we've kind of alluded to at various different times throughout the week, it's been a very interesting, very informative week to kind of discuss some of the ins and outs of this, learn a bit more about Private Schwartz, but also kind of a humbling experience, so to speak, as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as we've said multiple times, this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I mean, 77 years since World War II, and to finally to be able to welcome home someone who was from New Philadelphia and who will finally be able to be laid to rest, officially identified, officially laid to rest, is just an incredible experience and something that, you know, we've both said that we've been very honored to be able to talk with these individuals. And my talk with Schwartz's surviving niece, Carol Gears, was just incredible to just kind of hear from her that, you know, seven when he went away to war, and she doesn't really remember that much about him. So it was kind of nice to just honor that legacy that he did leave behind.
Yeah, and just going back through some of the talking points that we've had throughout the week, of course, we know Private Schwartz, the 1939 graduate of New Philadelphia High School, went off and served in the United States Army and was killed in action at the Hertung Forest in Germany, or just outside of Germany, was unable to be recovered before finally being identified and being moved, although not officially identified, you could say, but being laid to rest in France in the early 1950s. Of course, the actions by the Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency, then ultimately positively identifying him thanks to DNA, family records, things like that, in a process that took over 70 years, which is the crazy thing to think about. And now, with the help of that agency and the local community, he will be ultimately coming home, and we do believe that will be late this evening or tonight.
Yeah, it absolutely will. And just kind of thinking back on Schwartz's life, you know, he was born July of 1920. He was the son of the late Solomon and Eva Wolf Schwartz of New Philadelphia. And he also worked at Hercules Motors in Canton. And when he went away to war at just the age of 24, he was married. He had a son. So he left his family behind to serve in this war that, you know, America got involved in because of the attack at Pearl Harbor, which was just devastating overall, and was part of that, as you mentioned, that fight over at the Hertung Forest in Germany. And really, that was a pivotal moment in World War II. And, you know, it's a long time coming.
You know, I think that's we've kind of been one of the talking points is the educational aspect of this. And I think to have people understand, I mean, this was a time period where so much craziness, I guess, yeah, you could say, was going on with so many things happening in the world. And really, as a nation banding together, so many people, just like Private Schwartz, raising their hand and dedicating their time, whether they volunteered, whether they were drafted, and moving over and to various different places around the world and defending the freedoms that we do know today. So it's just been, I've been so pleased with how everything's turned out with this and so happy we've been able to do this.
Yeah, and kind of continuing today, we're basically putting all the pieces together in one longer piece instead of it being broken up into multiple days. And one of the first interviews that we really had was from the Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency, or DPAA, with Sergeant First Class Sean Everett, who we're going to hear again from in just a moment. But really, that agency's overall mission is to never leave a fallen comrade behind, which is something that they did, since still more than 81,000 Americans are still missing from World War II, the Korean War, the Cold War, and the Vietnam War. And to learn more about that Washington, D.C. headquarters, Sergeant Sean Everett, let's hear from him again.
World War II actually has the highest number of missing, just over 72,000 service members still missing from World War II. Now, of those, we believe that there are, I mean, we don't have an exact number, but somewhere around 38,000 who are potentially still recoverable. and can still be found and brought home. It's our mission to track those service members down, find out where their remains are, go through all the records, find out, you know, are they potentially buried as an unknown at an American cemetery somewhere in the world? And then we go out and we actually go to recover their bodies and to bring those people home and give those families some kind of answer. For some of them, it really is closure.
Again, that was Sergeant First Class Sean Everett with the DPAA, and just kind of talking about what the agency does overall and how they are basically the headquarters for all the historians and the anthropologists to be able to do the work that they do. And Nick, you had a fabulous conversation with the anthropologist that was part of the recovery of Schwartz.
Yeah, it was Dr. Tracy Van Deest, and the doctor was, you could tell she's been very involved with this stuff, very much understands how this process goes, as you'd expect from somebody who is a part of some kind of organization like this that is as dedicated to its mission goal as they are. You know, she went through the entire process of basically exactly how the whole process would have went or did go, I guess, whenever they were ultimately identifying Private Schwartz and linking him back up with his family.
When it comes to unknowns that may have been recovered, in the post-war accounting period, those would have been examined, potentially identified, and then buried in temporary cemeteries. And so the historians are also looking at the records for unknown sets of remains and then comparing them and making a short list of individuals who are lost in a specific area around where those remains would have been originally recovered. And a team of historians, anthropologists, and dentists will examine all the historical records about both the individuals lost in the area as well as the unknown set of remains to see if we can come up with a short list of who that unknown set of remains likely is.
It's amazing to think that really this process kind of starts with, I guess you could say, just as simple as opening up a book or looking at a paper and really getting the ball rolling from there. So a major thank you to Dr. Tracy Van Deest for her time on that. But, you know, something else that was a little bit better of an added touch, I guess, to it, being able to actually speak with some of the family, the surviving family of Private Schwartz, which you got to do, Mary.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, at the age of 24, when he enlisted, he was survived at that time by his parents, his wife, and his son, and also four brothers, along with a host of nieces and nephews. And still surviving today is his niece, Carol Gears, who I was able to speak with, and she was just 7 at the time. So let's hear from her, from some of her memories.
But I can vaguely remember him when I'd go to my grandmother's house. When you're that age, it's kind of hard, but I'm probably the only one of the nephews and nieces that do remember him. The rest of them weren't even born. Mostly I can remember when he was reported missing in action, my grandmother's reaction. She always believed that maybe he was taken prisoner of war and that she always said he'll be back. I mean, she, up to her dying day, I can remember her saying he'll be back. And it's so amazing to think that he is coming back. Of course, 77 years later, after all those years, you just don't even think of someone coming back. Pretty excited over it. It's going to be really a true hero's welcome home, I think. Nothing that we would have ever imagined possible to do. Just hope everyone comes out.
Once again, that was Carol Gears, who is the surviving niece of Schwartz, who we are going to be welcoming home. And Lindhurst Guybe Funeral Home is going to be meeting the plane up at Cleveland Hopkins Airport this Friday at around 11:30 p.m. They plan to head up there a lot earlier. And I was able to speak with director Nathan Douglas from the funeral home. And of course, let's get into my conversation with him, as he has a lot more details than I could possibly say.
Private Schwartz is scheduled to arrive at Cleveland Hopkins Airport on 8:40 p.m. on Friday evening. We're going to be leaving about 6:30 here from the New Philadelphia Funeral Home and making our way up with his family members. There will be a plane side transfer with the United States military, the Army, who will be placing him into our funeral coach. And then we will be making our way back down 77 and back into New Philly. There will be a late night arrival. About 11:30 is what we're planning right now. Community members, if they are so inclined, join us at about the square when we arrive back. We'll be coming up West High Avenue and onto East High and then into the funeral home parking lot. I do know that members members of the New Philadelphia VFW will be here when we get back on Friday evening. It is a tremendous honor for the staff here at GIBE to be asked and allowed to handle all of the details as we lay Private Schwartz to rest.
Once again, that was Nathan Douglas, who's the director over at the Lynn Hurt Gibe Funeral Home, really the backbone of planning out the procession and the services that are going to be taking place Sunday. That's for the public to just come out on the steps of the Tuscarawas County Courthouse at 1 p.m. And they're also be invited to pay respects from 2 to 4 p.m. that day in the courthouse rotunda where Emmett will lie in state. And, you know, Nick, as we've said, this is just going to be a memorable moment. And they're asking everyone to come out. If you can't come out and stand at the courthouse at around 11:30 on Friday night, come out Sunday and just be part of this moment in history.
It is something that would be great to see all that community support coming out, but something that I guess I know I haven't mentioned, I don't think we've mentioned necessarily throughout this entire week, looking at Private Schwartz and his life and his sacrifice. So many of these World War II veterans are no longer with us, obviously. Yeah. A conflict that happened so decades and decades ago.
Almost 80 years.
So, I mean, to be able to come out and show that support, I mean, I talk about it, or I have mentioned it in various other things. These are men and women who made so many sacrifices and are from a generation that we cannot forget. We can never forget the sacrifices that they made, the dedication they had to one common goal, the fortitude that they had to be able to stare such tragedy and so many things right in the face and come out on the other side to help make this nation that we know today. So this entire thing is all just, I guess, leading up to this ask of everybody out there, if you have the opportunity, please go be a part of this and show that support to somebody who greatly, greatly deserves it.
Yeah, absolutely. Because as we mentioned, he has so few family members left, and he left those family members behind. He never got to be there for his parents and his son, and he never got to see them, all of his nieces and nephews grow up. So there was that big chunk of his life that was left behind, basically. And since he is from this area, from New Philadelphia, it really is our duty to come out and be his family.
Definitely would agree with you there. Well, thank you to everyone who was able to tune in throughout this week and get a little more information about the life and the sacrifice of Private Schwartz, as well as the entire process that ultimately will bring him home to the Tuscarawas Valley. Mary, thank you so much for your time as well. And for all of us at WTUZ News and the entire WTUZ staff, thank you to all veterans, all current serving military members, anyone who has made that ultimate sacrifice, the ones who have come home and are now dealing with various different things that do come from this kind of sacrifice and this kind of choice, I guess you could say. So we offer our sincere appreciation. We could never fully put that into words. This has been a wonderful opportunity. I'm very thankful for that. I know you are as well, Mary. So please, if you have the time, if you are available at 11:30 tonight, roughly when Private Schwartz and the processional crew will be coming in, please show up, go out and show that support. And of course, this weekend with that public ceremony for him as well. It'd be great to see the community come out in full force for the family of Schwartz. For this special presentation from WTUZ News, for Mary Alice, I'm Nick McWilliams. So long, everyone.